Joey in Atlanta, Georgia, listening on Sirius XM channel 131. Hello.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. How can we help you today?
Okay, so my 17-year-old son, he's my oldest. This is my firstborn. He's just graduated from high school, and the plan was for him to attend lineman school nearby and go to train to be an electrical line worker. And I guess, I don't know, now that he's graduated, he'll be 18 in July. He's starting to get like anxiety. Mm-hmm. I guess starting life. I don't know. The school starts in September, and I told him he needs to get a job this summer to save money to support himself through the lineman school. It's a 12-week program. And I was like, it'd be a tremendous burden on your mom and I if we're having to, give you gas money and, if you're going to go, eat lunch out and stuff like that. Cause I mean, it's an all day. He's out in the hot sun all day working. So,
yeah.
I just wanted him, plus if he wanted to go to the movies or hang out, have a social life during that 12 weeks, he's going to have to be able to kind of funded itself with money he saved.
Yeah. This is something we kind of mentioned earlier in the program, that it's graduation season and a lot of kids might be, now what? Now I've got to get out. I've got to get a job. I've got to become an adult. And it's
then they become a deer in headlights, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So what advice would you give to Joey?
Joey, I think your son is going through, what a lot of kids do right now. They've just graduated and they're not sure they're confident enough to get that right job, or they want to play for the summer. Things like that. And he sounds like your son is a good guy. He's going in a good direction. The phrase I use is experience is a better teacher than advice. And truly, if you say, hey, you have two choices. One is, to get a little job and, you're going to have to, if you want some money for the movies and you're going to have to, get ready for, this new world that you're in. Or if you don't, mom and I aren't going to be able to help with the movies, and we're not going to be able to help with, where you're going, and you may have to delay that direction. And, sometimes that notice where you're now not enabling dependence on you. Now, again, he's 17, so you got to be careful because he's really young. Still. He's really young. Most kids aren't graduating at 17. A lot of boys are graduating at 18 or even 19 these days. Mm. So, but I think it's the thing where, if you think it's best for him to get that job, then you are holding some purse strings even at 17. And that the purse strings or your wife's purse strings or your wallet strings, maybe we call it, is, it's, babe, now that you're out of high school, we're not going to cover this or this. You're going to have to make that decision. And that might get him right up and go find a job.
But I would also talk to him about how he's feeling about it all.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Is he feeling like, wow, high school was a lot and I got through it. And like you're saying, he just wants to play a little bit.
Right.
Is he scared to go get a job? Sometimes it's intimidating. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we literally had this conversation last night.
Okay.
And he was, I know I can come across, when I get into that dad mode, I know I can come across almost drill sergeant like, and I don't mean to, but I'm like, let's have a plan. Let's get a plan. Let's work the plan. And you'll see the results. You'll reap the results, the reward at the end of it. And he started getting real emotional during the conversation when I was telling him, like, son, you're your own person, but and you've always got a home here. If I've got food in my belly, you're going to have food in your belly. I'm just trying to prepare you to where you have some comfort to where, this school is hard. And you're going to want to have some evenings out and some weekends with
friends.
I can't find that.
Yeah, let me just interrupt you. Everything you're saying is great, but I think there's a layer here. The fact that your son is getting emotional, I think you have to kind of go after the feelings first, right? Because you're giving him a practical plan that makes perfect sense and that he needs from a dad. But if he's not quite there yet, like, does he even want to go to lineman school? Has he had a change of heart? Why is he feeling emotional? What's going on inside of him? And I think as a dad to maybe, and this is a lot of times where moms come in, you know, we come in and are a little softer, and he needs your approach, but maybe the timing is just off. I think maybe you have to explore a little more with him first. And then when he says, yeah, I need a plan, like, is he on board with a plan? Mm.
And the question also is this your plan or is it his plan?
Yes.
Kids support what they help create. So with a plan in place, it would be really good to make sure that he has his insight too. And, you know, Jill just gave a great illustration. I came in, experience is a better teacher than advice. Let the kid get a job. Jill said, but what about his feelings? And so I think she's right. You lead with emotion, the emotional, you know, and not emotional like I'm talking about. He was upset yesterday and had, you know, some tears. But I'm talking about you lead with, you know, what is he feeling? Buddy, what are you feeling right now?
What are your tears saying?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. And when a dad does that, that's a good thing, by the way, a really good thing.